Welcome back for the wrap-up of our chat about Profile. This is another short one as we work out the rest of our technical and scheduling difficulties. Don't worry, next week we're back to relative normal with the warm-up for another movie. And it's gonna be a good one. This is like the billionth time I've done this, but here's the disclaimer. Make sure to check out the other episodes in the series and pay particular attention to that thing about profanity and spoilers. It could be important, if you're not into that kind of thing. And as always, thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
So this movie, once again, it's hard since we know what, like Isaac said, that's an apt comparison.
Yeah. Like, and he, the dude directed both of them, right?
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, he produced Searching, but he made this one.
Okay.
But that's a pretty apt comparison almost, because Searching is such a good movie. But this movie is an example of what happens when you have a good actor and a good character meet. Searching is not this one. This one is when you have a decent actor and a not good character, because this thing gets a 1 out of 5 for me.
Damn.
Because the main. All right. So when we go out Samurai, I hated Nadir.
Calm down.
The white lady relax, version of Nadir.
But Nadir wasn't the main character. So he did bring it down for me, but not enough because he wasn't the main character. And this one, I hated the main character so much because I was annoyed by her in the first 5 minutes of the movie that I didn't care. I actually was rooting after 5 minutes in this movie of a 107-minute movie. I wanted her to die.
107 minutes.
I wanted the terrorist to win.
You wanted the terrorist to
win. Yes. I wanted her
to put that on a t-shirt.
Yes. They died, man. Like, I wanted her to die because she was just...
They're going
to
flag this podcast.
Yeah, they will.
Hi, CIA. How's it going, buddies? Missed you from Wolf Warrior days.
I really wanted her to be not alive anymore. I just... Her character ruined the whole movie for me. And the fact that she is the main character and she's on the screen 99% of the time, uh-huh. It made this movie not good. But for my kiss, of course I'm freaking. I'm not going to kiss him on the cheek. I'm going to straight put my tongue down Bilal's mouth.
Nice.
Just go all up and down there.
But he got like 5 kids and 3 wives.
So?
Oh, okay.
Right.
I'm just picturing like, what was it? The guy with the cherry that he's licking?
Oh, yeah.
Space Dandy. Or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
I know what you're talking about. The dude from JoJo's.
Yeah, JoJo's.
I was like, it
wasn't the stem. It wasn't the stem. It was the
actual cherry.
You see that? You see that? You see the Duluth Trading Cards were talking about the shirt that doesn't extend, and the guy, he puts the axe down, and his armpits are all exposed, and the moose goes, la, la, la. Well, look it up. It's a Duluth clothing
thing. I think I might have seen it, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's hilarious. But that's what I'll be doing to him, but his mouth just like, all down his throat.
All right.
And I'll grab his ass too. Because he looked like he worked out too. You know, he got those muscles, so he got a nice butt. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I mean, he's an actor. Calm down.
I'm getting the vapors.
Below
my pants.
I do have the vapors. All right.
What do you got?
I'm probably just going to give it a 2. It wasn't that big. It was a piece of shit, mainly because of the main character. I don't hate.
I love that we're getting a range.
The only thing that I don't like about this, the main issue I have with these movies is they're all on fucking Mac. So, like, a lot of the shit they're doing, I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Like, it's like I'm in an alien terrain.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
a Windows guy.
Like, what
saw
the
that out
fuck,
there.
Dude? Like, oh, God.
It doesn't have a right click.
It doesn't. And I'm like, this is stupid.
I don't know why that angers me so much.
You know what you do, Pat?
What?
Just go buy a wireless mouse that actually is a mouse.
Yeah, the Pro Mouse has a right click.
Yeah, like, hang on, wait. Pro, you mean just a mouse, right? Not like a Apple mouse? I mean just a mouse.
Well, I mean, you gotta buy an Apple mouse
My dad doesn't have an Apple mouse and he just plugs his right in.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's a USB one, but fucking, yeah, it's like a 2 for me. The movie is hard to sit through. Oh my God. She just made it really difficult and this character is so fucking annoying.
So are you like tongue kissing Matt or what's happening there?
Hell no, dude. I'm going to give a very nice slow kiss on the cheek to Vic because she is actually extremely pretty to me in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking bitch.
She's not bad. She plays...
She is pretty. pretty.
What's his face's wife? And what's the black superhero that was the electric one?
Black Lightning.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, look, I said the wrong one. I meant to say Black Static Shock.
She just said the black. I knew it was like, oh, like,
no,
oh, man.
I knew who she was talking about. When she said black, it was either Black Lightning or Static Shock. I was just going to be Black Static Shock because I wanted to be annoying. But I said Black Adam. Don't nobody want the Rock except Pat. But no,
Vic. And Isaac, because we're smart. Fucking take the Rock.
Probably.
No comment.
But no, I picked Vic. Vic's very pretty. Mm-hmm. She looked like she needed a kiss on cheek too. She worked too hard. Hang on, stop. Didn't say the kiss ain't turning into something else. I'm just saying she looked like she worked too hard. So she need a little TLC.
She needs some relax. Yeah. Like me time.
I'll make her a nice bath, get some rose petals.
There you go.
Some soothing music on.
Get some Enya.
Probably some Ace of Base. Here
we go. Ace of Base.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's relaxing. British though. Maybe she's got like some Euro based thing.
Fuck.
Yanni.
I'll put on some classical music. I'll figure something out.
And then when you're done,
set the mood.
And then you tongue punch her fart box.
Nah, probably not that one.
Tongue punch the fart box.
But no, when I'm done and it's the middle of the night, she looked like she's well off, so I might have to grab like a couple things and leave out.
Said he ain't gonna leave it.
Yeah,
he
shit. What
the bro,
no,
you took me out.
I don't know you.
You give her, some melatonin or like a roofie or something.
No.
She passes out.
Then I can't have sex with her. No,
if he does it right, she'd be asleep anyway.
Hey, there it is.
Exactly. Boom. Thank you, Jasmine. That was the plan.
Okay.
Not to fucking.
No, I was gonna say, make her pass out, and then you just rob everything out of her house.
You gotta rock that cherry.
She wakes up with no couch.
No, she wakes up and she just
not the couch.
She wakes up and she's sleeping on 6 milk crates. She's sleeping on 6 milk crates and there's nothing in the place.
Ain't
nothing in the place except the half dead plant that she can't take care of. I'm just like,
and,
yeah, you can keep
and it. All the copper wiring is just, you told her all the copper wiring was taken out of her room, so I took all the copper wiring and so it just goes like a zigzag thing through her wall.
God damn it, I can't breathe.
And obviously you brought the plant back.
Yeah. Like, I don't want this.
And leave a note that says,
what if you took the plant but left the dirt?
Oh. Took the pot? You take the pot.
Yeah, you say, I like the pot. I like the pot. And then take all her spoons and leave one knife. And then just be like,
be like, you could bend that.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you got, Isaac?
Ow, fuck.
So I'm kind of on the
list. Leave a note that says you were bad in bed, so I took all your shit.
Wouldn't say that.
Nah, no, that'd be mean. That's like salt in the wound, man.
Did it hit his target? No.
Fuck no.
What target?
Right? But also it has that sort of thing. Like when you went to see Signs, it's like, it's not the Sixth Sense, but I mean, it's okay. Right. Yeah. I kind of feel like it falls into that. If there weren't better examples of what this movie is trying to do, I probably would have.
Yeah. If it was the first one,
right, yeah.
Like if it was The Searching, then maybe you'd have a different opinion, but then Searching would have come out around the same time that this one came out and would have shut it out anyway.
It's better than Befriended or Unfriended or whatever.
That stupid ass fucking movie.
This should have been was first and Searching was second. It would have been like, this is Terminator and Searching was Terminator 2.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he was saying.
So. Yeah, exactly.
No.
I don't find her as annoying as you guys, but she definitely has that white lady energy that I'm just like,
she does, man.
For real. Whole movie.
Isaac's the only white person in the movie doesn't feel too much disdain for this person.
She's not unattractive. You know she tastes like menthols, though.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know about
that's
menthols.
That's the blackest thing about her.
I think she probably smells more like what are those fucking
patchouli and
Alamo Reds or whatever the fuck they're called with the camel,
the long filter ones.
Yeah.
Oh, cat.
Clove cigarettes.
Oh man,
bringing back college memories.
She probably dips.
Dips. Who dips anymore? Well,
a
no, that's not
people.
True. That's
a lot of fucking.
Yeah. A lot of people do. Yeah,
a person that we all know.
Yes. We'll tell you later.
Yeah, I would put this closer to a 4 out of 5 just in terms of my watching. It was a fun watch in a theater. It, of course, did not do well, but I like that they tried to do this again, not as successfully, but it's also touching on an interesting topic. Granted, not with the most grace that they should have had with this topic.
Definitely could have tiptoed a little better. Yeah.
Especially with all the anti-Muslim things that are happening right now. Like, I feel like there should have been some disclaimers or something. But I had a good time with it. It made me feel things. That's where I'm at.
I did feel annoyed.
Where's that kiss on the cheek going?
And anger.
Oh, the dog. Yeah, just the dog. Yeah.
That's fair.
That dog needed some
love.
It's
a good dog.
Yeah. Especially you have to be around her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely like did not appreciate the dog.
If you could punch someone in the face in a movie, who would it be, Jasmine?
I mean, you already know.
The kids?
First of all.
Kind of threw the rock first.
The kids got bombed.
I'm sorry. It was too easy. It was too easy. You set me up. You set me up, damn it. Oh my God.
It's terrible.
Jazz, you set me up, bro. You set me up for that one.
Oh, my pants.
It's okay.
God damn it.
I'm okay. Jazz. No,
literally,
go ahead.
The only kids in here got bombed. Like, that was messed up. So.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Right?
Oh, fuck.
See?
Jasmine's fists are bombs, yo. So, she dropped that bomb on you.
I think I would have to just like backhand old girl like that was the main character because she was just doing stupid stuff that didn't make no sense. Okay. And then I would absolutely just punch Bilal in the face because like how dare you take all these women to take advantage of them and then sell them into sex slavery? I just you can't get away with that. So
yeah. Some, like, I agree. Okay,
that's like some super villain shit.
Yeah,
right there,
yeah. No, yeah. I'm not down with that.
Isaac, how about you go next since Pat's got to reclaim himself?
Who am I punching?
Yeah, well, punching in the face.
I mean, obviously terrorism. I'm a good American, right? But...
America!
Fuck yeah!
I was waiting on that.
I would punch that entire soccer team.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, they really didn't play.
They looked like they were shit.
Who stole the ball 3 times? They were trying.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And I was like, come on now.
Why on the phone?
No, look, it's one of those situations where I'm half expecting somebody to, like, get the ball from him. No, get the ball from him, and he runs up, grabs it, and with his hands, puts it on the ground, and keeps playing.
Like, this is my ball.
No, stop! You can't take it!
They didn't show him actually make that goal, though.
He did, no, they did
he
not.
Did. No. He just shot it, he just shot it, and it was like,
goal. Yeah. Like, and the other guys, like, after about a second, were like, oh, yeah, I guess he got that.
The goalie's like, no, he didn't. Was on here in the background. Right. What about you, Pat?
Who I want to punch?
Yeah.
Y'all know I want to punch.
Nadir.
Nadir? You want to bring him back into this
room? All right, we got to end this.
I want to take Nadir.
No.
And I want to stick Aiden's foot into the poop on his face.
I'm not sure where I'm going to edit this and how I'm going to beep that.
Just literally do the censor beep. Like, literally the whole time.
That's all I'm saying. Her eat the poop.
Nope.
Mm-mm. You eat the poo?
She eats the poop.
Is she eating your poop or Nadir's poop?
Mm-mm. And the
supposed to pick somebody from the movie, bro.
Oh, that one girl.
Okay, all right, cool. Be sure you beep all of that.
I do not condone violence towards women.
Yes, probably.
I'm loving it.
I'm gonna punch Matt.
Punch Matt.
Yeah, because he should have seen this shit. Like he simps pretty hard in this fucking movie.
Yeah, he does.
So I'm like, you need to get over this shit. You're acting like a little bitch.
You know what? It was a
success story for Matt.
It didn't happen until the chick got married.
You know what?
So there was no hope to come back. Matt had to get punched in the face and be like, "Yo, dude, you need to do better because she's clearly not for you. Like you're trying to do your fucking best, and he can't see it. So he clearly needs to get punched." In the fucking face.
Wouldn't it be bullshit if she got back and realized he was getting mugged right there? Like he wasn't with a lady. She's just like, fuck him. He was like, I'm dying.
And then at the end of it,
help me.
And then at the end of it, he goes, you called and just hung up.
I said, screaming, help me. You're a monster.
I was screaming, help me. thing.
Look, look, I heard the music. I was getting mugged in the club.
Right outside. I saw you dance with that girl. Yeah, I got dance with her, and then I got mugged outside the place.
Why didn't She's you a hang friend out? Of ours.
It was
Why
a Santa.
It was a black Santa, so I should knew something was wrong.
All right, that's my last question.
Anyway, no, I'm with you though. Matt should get slapped, and then once I'm done slapping him, I'm taking him out to a pub.
Hell yeah, dude! I'm gonna be like, now let's go get a fucking drink and play some pool.
Yeah,
get that man some rebound.
Hell yeah,
get him some snoo.
I'm first for that one.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us. Hopefully that all made sense somehow. And join us next time for whatever we do next, because I'm not sure what order I'm going to release these in.
Hey, man, who the hell cares, man? Long as...
Yeah, we got this.
We're getting it. We're getting the catalog back up.
Yeah, as long as the catalog involves not watching a deer again. I'm gonna listen.
We're out.
When I leave here today, I'm going to replay that episode just so I can listen and get angry at Nadir again.
Why?
So I'm still waiting on Isaac to send me the raw version of what I said, because I don't remember what I said.
It's on some flash drive somewhere. I got to hunt it down. Well, anyways, join us next time, and thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Holla. Bye, guys.
BS Reactor is recorded by humans, with the assistance of robot parts in the middle part of the USA. I've been told that the robot voices like this one are staying till a bunch of people tell the sound guy to knock it off. He will fight you, though. All human voices, music, and mixing are put together by us, all rights reserved. If you have any comments, questions, or fan fictions about this particular robot voice, contact the show on Instagram, SoundCloud, or our website, bsreactor.com. Find the show next week for the kickoff of our conversation about the existential horror story, The Farewell. And thanks for listening. They appreciate you.
Isaac, how about you go next, since Pat's got to reclaim himself?
Put my punch in?
Yeah, well, punch in the face.
Fucking Carbondale.
Yes!
Yes.
I mean, obviously terrorism.